Fantastic. Let's have a big rapturous welcome for Nikki Clark, ladies and gentlemen.
Lovely to be here after nearly destroying the set. Sorry, after 20 years of being a carer for three disabled people that I love, I'm finally doing my first ever stand-up. Thank you. I don't have that much experience in comedy, but I have been lucky enough to provide Frankie Boyle with material. I gave birth to two disabled children. I don't know if many of you have got disabled children, but the thing that I learned over the years is that people love to ask lots and lots of questions because they're very interested in disability. They ask me things like, why is your daughter doing that? And can't you stop her doing that? And how long is she going to be doing that for? If I'm lucky, they'll offer statements of support, like, if you can't stop her doing that, then I bloody will. So it's all good. The thing is that I found as well is that children are amazing when it comes to disability and diversity. Children aren't born racist or disablest. They're taught to be this way by adults. And children, especially little children, have always been fantastic with my girls. Their parents, however, not so much. And we learned this when we sent our girls to mainstream school. I thought I was just sending our children to school. It turns out I'm actually breaking Britain. I hear pundits on TV and radio debates all the time theorising who is driving down standards in school, who is wrecking the education system, and who is ruining the hopes and life chances of a generation. It's me. Me and my defective uterus and gene pool are failing the nation's children. But one of the most difficult things I found with school was the school run. I mean, who enjoys the school run, really? I think that the walking bus was just invented so that parents didn't have to do it. It's got nothing to do with the environment or the health of our children. It's got everything to do with not wanting to have conversations with people you hate. When you have disabled children, you tend not to do the walking bus so much as you do the running argument. And this begins before you've even left the house. Sweetheart, where are your socks? You were wearing both of them a minute ago. Now you've only got one on. No, don't take your jumper off. No, because we just got that on you, didn't we? Oh, there's your sock. Brilliant. Let's go. So now you're late. And you are running down the road. One child in a stroller screaming. The other running alongside you, casually mentioning that you've got to make her a Cleopatra costume by tomorrow morning. You turn the corner into the school gates, and there she is. Perfect, mum. These women are amazing. Their hair is perfect. Their clothes are perfect. Their homes are perfect. And their kids are perfect. When you're not on the perfect end of the parental spectrum, when you're more feral mum, like I am, these women will find you. And they engage you in conversation at the school gates for two reasons. One, so that they sound good to their friends, their family, and the vicar. And two, talking to me makes them feel so much better about their own lives. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. And I was carpet bombed by one of these perfect mums for about a year, with the sheer awesomeness of her fantastic life. But eventually, the circle was squared. It was during one of Perfect Mum's many, many conversations at me about the difficult decisions she was facing. Now, I know something about difficult decisions. I had, just before we had this conversation, had to place my mum in a nursing home. And it had broken my heart. In end-stage Alzheimer's, patients have to be turned every 2 hours, or they get pressure sores, get infected, and this can prove fatal. Perfect Mum's decisions were a little bit different, Matt. Her decisions were where to take her third holiday for that year, and the struggle it was choosing the colour of her new car. In my defence, I did try to warn her about what was about to happen, but she'd been talking non-stop for 20 minutes, and it's rude to interrupt people, isn't it? I won't go into too much detail about what happened next. Suffice to say that we all learned a lesson that day. Perfect Mum learned not to wear white chinos on the school run. Emily learned the splashing distance of the really big puddle. And I learned that I needed a mobile phone with a camera. It really is a gift, though, having disabled children. Truly, genuinely, and most sincerely, I wouldn't change a thing. You learn to discover the world from a unique and beautiful perspective. You learn to know the purity and simplicity of a love that transcends traditional reciprocation. You understand that real beauty lies in the gentlest of moments and the kindness of strangers. And most importantly, above and beyond all of these things, the government gives you a fucking card.